You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to raise up Christ followers in our families and in our communities. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live out your faith in all that you do.
Chaos. Utter chaos. No form. Shapeless matter with no form. It was void. Tohu and bohu. Remember last week? Pastor Gerber reminded us last week of these two Hebrew words. Two words helping us understand God's creative power. The mass of matter, void of form and shape, was chaos, and it needed order. So God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. What was this light? There was no moon, there were no stars, there was no sun. What was the light? Simply God's presence, God's glory, perhaps. It's not certainly clear. What we do know is God made order out of the chaos, one day at a time, until finally God was done creating. And there was form. The earth was no longer void. And finally, God made man. Made God in his image on the sixth day. And God was pleased with his creation. No more tohu and bohu. No more chaos. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good. And then it wasn't. Chaos returned. Sin participated in the chaos party. Death participated in the chaos party. And even darkness came back and participated in the chaos party. Now what? God's creation needed help. These people created in God's image needed help. These people needed to be transformed back into the image of God. Have you ever thought of it that way? But how? The only answer was God's light. Only God's light could transform the hearts and minds of God's people. Knowing what we know now from God's Word, it is obvious what was needed to happen. Only the light of the world could bring back the order from the chaos. The chaos that sin caused and will continue to cause until the light of the world comes back again to restore God's creation from the chaos. And it will once again be very good, but this time forever. You see, God's transformation, even his first transformation, was obvious, wasn't it? Light from darkness, separation of all of the waters, and all of a sudden we had water, sky, separation of the land from the waters, land, water, vegetation, the sun and the moon and the stars, birds, and fish, living creatures on the land, and finally man made in his own image. A transformation from chaos to a perfect creation. But because of sin, a new transformation was needed. A transformation that was obvious, is obvious. When I think of the word obvious, I think of replay review in sports. Almost every sport has replay review. And the main thing that the people are looking at in those little cameras is if it is obvious that the officials made a mistake. I'm going to show you an example from a volleyball game, 2023. Many of you probably witnessed it. Number one Wisconsin versus number two Nebraska, fifth set.
Nebraska is challenging.
I thought that was well over the block. They're going to say net violation. Thought maybe there was a net violation. Let's check it.
Question of whether this was a net violation if Wisconsin came down on it.
And that said it all, didn't it? Point, set, match, Huskers win. But brothers and sisters, we're not playing a game in this world when it comes to chaos. No, the chaos that has returned to God's creation, well, that chaos wants to harm, not heal. And Satan is really good at creating chaos, isn't he? Chaos in families. Raise your hand if there's chaos in your family. Maybe raise two hands if there's chaos in your family, right? Yeah. Chaos at work. Chaos at play. I think of the golf course. If you don't know how to cuss, just golf with someone. And dare I say, even chaos in the church. And this chaos, it's not going anywhere until the light of the world returns to transform everything into newness again. No more chaos. Now that is a glorious thought, isn't it? Glorious. In our reading from Exodus today, the face of Moses was transformed gloriously by God's glory, God's present, God's light. It was obvious. Moses had been instructed by God to go back up. We're going to try this again. He had now been in the presence of God for how many days? It's a pretty common Bible number. Begins with 4 and ends with 0. 40 days and 40 nights. Moses and God on the top of Mount Sinai. It was obvious to the people when Moses came back down that something was different. Someone had been transformed. His face had been transformed. Let's read verse 29. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand, as he came down from the mountain, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. Now the Hebrew word for shone is koran. Koran means a radiance that beams out like sun rays. This is not some soft glow coming off the face of Moses. He is literally beaming so brightly, it's like light beams are proceeding from his face. obvious transformation has occurred. God's glory literally radiated off the face of Moses. Verse 30, Aaron and all the people of Israel saw Moses, and behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. Afraid to come near him. You see, Moses was reflecting God's glory, reflecting God's presence to his people, and Moses' transformation was not only visible, it was startling. Startling to those around him. What an image. Do you have it in your mind? Well, thankfully, God doesn't expect us to reflect his glory. That would be more than we could handle. Or is it? You see, the Apostle Paul speaks of this very specifically. And indeed, we are to obviously transform. We're to be transformed to show the light of Jesus. First of all, let's take a look at Romans 12. Verse 2 says, do not be conformed to the world, to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Christians are urged to reject the superficial values and customs of this world. Christians are instructed to undergo an internal change through a renewed way of thinking. Christians are to discern through this transformation, your transformation, and you'll know what is good and pleasing and perfect in God's plan and purpose for you. So take a good look again. Reject, undergo, discern. There's a lot up there. If that's a bit much for you, allow me to simply give an explanation of transformation. My son, Aaron, and his wife, Kara, and their family of four, soon to be five, recently moved into a new house in Lincoln. His wife, Kara, loves to decorate. So when you move into a new house, that's like last on the list, right? You're just trying to get order from the chaos. The front of their house looked like this when they moved in. Pretty plain, right? This Thursday, Kara went shopping. And she used a few of Papa Rathke's gourds to decorate the front of the house. Now it looks like this. Transformation. That is obvious transformation. It's what we are called to be as Christians. Obviously transformed. And when we are, we reflect the light of Jesus. How's that going for you? Being transformed. Not just transformed, obviously transformed to reflect the light of Jesus. How's that going for you? Being obviously transformed into the image of God. Did you hear that? Because that's what we were, transformed into God's image. It's what God wants for us again. So how is your transformation, your obvious transformation going? If you're like me, it might depend where you are or who you're with. Well, that doesn't seem like total, obvious transformation, and it isn't. It's not easy, but it is possible. Possible to be transformed back into God's image, one degree at a time. Paul talks about it. That same Holy Spirit who descended upon Jesus at his baptism is in your heart, ready to do what? Transform you into the glorious creation God made you to be. Paul speaks clearly about this transformation. He even speaks of the veil that covered the face of Moses so the people would not be blinded by God's glory. Helping us to understand this glorious transformation is happening now. God doesn't want you to wait. Wait until you die or in the grave. Jesus comes back. He raises you from the dead and transforms you into glory? Oh no. He wants you to experience it now. 2 Corinthians 3. Paul says, and we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, His presence, guess what? Are being transformed. How? Into the same image. From one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is Spirit. You see, by God's mercy, thankfully, we don't get what we deserve. Rather, we become more and more like Him every day. That's what He wants for you. Through the power of God's Word is how it happens. And His Holy Spirit that came into your hearts in the waters of holy baptism, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You see, we are declared righteous in Christ to the glory of becoming more like Jesus day by day. Again, how obvious is your transformation? How obvious? By your words? By your deeds? How obvious? How obvious is God's glory in your life? God's presence in your life? If you were the only Christian people knew, would it be something good to be a Christian? Or does being a Christian even make a difference? Are you confusing people? Are you harming people? Are you too normal? Have you just blended into the world? Of course, until we are raised again to new life in a new, perfect, unchaotic creation, we will still fall short of the glory of God, for all have sinned. So we ask for forgiveness when we fall short. We thank God for His mercy and His grace when we fall short, and we keep trying. It's what we're called to do, brothers and sisters. Learn, love, lead to reflect the light of Jesus. How might God be calling you this week to obviously reflect the light of Jesus around you? At work, at home, at play, obviously reflect his light, his glory to others in the entire world. How? If you can't think of something, don't worry. God will give you plenty of opportunities to reflect his light. You can count on him to do so. But you can be ready, should be ready. And if you fail, try again. God will always forgive you. That's what he does. After all, he loves you so much that he sent his son to save you from the chaos Satan brought into the world. His will, God's will, is for you to be with him. Be with him forever. In heaven, and finally in the new creation. His glorious new creation, where his light will always shine on you and be gracious unto you. In the name of Jesus, amen.